So this morning, what brief time I have, I just want to talk about what I'll title what I'm talking about, Jesus Represent. So a lot of people, I don't know if everybody's familiar with the lingo, but a lot of young people, they might say like West Side Represent or Represent. So I want to talk about representing Christ, representing Jesus. So maybe I'll just start. I'll pray to start. So, dear Lord, I just thank you for this morning, Lord, and I just thank you for this opportunity to come together and fellowship with other believers, Lord, and just worship you. And, I just pray that you'll use me and Carmony to speak your words. They won't be our words, but you'll be speaking through us. In your name, amen. Cool. So, yeah, as I said, I really want to talk about how we represent Christ through our lives. So I know personally I've been really challenged about how I represent Jesus through my life. So I'm studying at university. I'm in my third year at uni, so I can't wait to graduate, graduating at the end of the year. Can't wait for that. So I know at uni there's often times when I'm the only Christian in my class, and that's a bit of a challenge, but there is a good Christian union group functioning at uni, so it's good to hang out with them. But and I'm reminded of the first time that I went to uni. My first sort of experience was you're choosing your subjects and what sort of thing you want to do, and I go in and I'm with two other girls. One girl's a Muslim and one girl's a lesbian. So that's the sort of environment. That's like real life. That's the sort of environment that we face today. So I think within that environment, it's especially important that, we rise up and we really represent Christ. So, and I'm sure that my experience, maybe you have a similar experience, whether it's in your workplace or if it's at school, the same sort of thing happens. So it can be daunting when we're by ourselves, when we're the only Christian in maybe our workplace or at school, but especially when it's only us, we have a degree of responsibility to represent Christ and to represent him well. And in that circumstance, we need to remember that we might be the only time that someone encounters Jesus, so we have a great responsibility with that. So my first point I want to make is that we need to represent Christ. If we look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 to 21, it says, "Therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors." Doesn't say someone else's, doesn't say pastors, doesn't say, the big shot preachers or anything like that. It says, "We are Christ's ambassadors," talking about all God's people. "So we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So if we are Christ's ambassadors, we need to represent him. It's not anybody else. It's our responsibility. So it's a great privilege that he chose me and you to represent him. So we should take that upon ourselves and realize that God's chosen us. It's not, for the big, as I was saying before, just the pastors or maybe the elders. It's everybody, each and every one of us. So we really need to believe that God's placed us strategically where we are to represent Christ. If we really believe that where we are, God has put us there, then we have that responsibility to represent Christ in that situation. So the thing is, God doesn't need us, but he chooses to use me and you. So we're just ordinary people, and he uses us to appeal to those who don't know God. And another point I'd like to make is when we represent Christ, we need to be different. So do we represent Jesus by what we do wherever we go? Are people drawn to us when we arrive at a place or when we leave, it feels like something's missing? So I'm not talking about maybe if someone's personality, whether you're more outgoing or not, or how good at talking with other people you might be. So are people drawn to the Jesus inside of us? Is he coming through us? Does the love of Jesus just flow out of our lives? Is there something different about us? So there's just a quote I'd like to share with you. This is from Charles Spurgeon. I'm sure you've heard of him. So he says, "If there's no visible difference between you and the world, depend on it that there is no invisible difference." So if I'm honest, I know at times I don't properly represent Christ. you know, sometimes I get angry, sometimes I'm miserable, sometimes I can act selfishly, and I'm sure all of you can relate to those sort of things, because we're human, we're ordinary people, we make mistakes. So sometimes when I act like this, I ask myself whether others seeing me act in these ways will be drawn to Christ. If they just see me, am I representing Christ fully? And that's what I love about Jesus. He doesn't point the finger at us and condemn us when we're acting like this, but he just loves us. It says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So Jesus' death on the cross 2,000 years ago conquered sin and death, promising those who believe in him eternal life. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. I really love that verse because it's not by anything that we can do that we get our salvation. It's all that what God has done for us. And yeah, I just think that's awesome. And that's the whole idea of grace. There's nothing that we can do. We don't deserve it in our own effort. But God's done it all for us, and we just need to accept that free gift that he's offering us. So in the Bible, Jesus used many ordinary people to represent him, like you and me. So often he used the most unlikely people in the eyes of the world to make the biggest impact for him. If we look at Matthew, the disciple with Jesus, he was a tax collector, and they were hated, despised during that time. So also King David, he was just a young shepherd boy, the youngest of his seven brothers. And I think it was Prophet Samuel. He wasn't sure, like he questioned, he was asking God, is this the right one who you want to be king? And so like it wasn't, and I think another verse, it talks about how God looks on the inside and not the outside. But that just goes more to the point that God uses, you know, ordinary people like you and me. And it was also the case of Paul, who was Saul, and then he became Paul. Who persecuted Christians and he hated Christians, and then he had a radical transformation and God really changed him. So how do we represent Christ? Well, I think a big part of that is by being real and authentic. So especially, by the way, how we react to when, not if, we have struggles. So in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, it says, but he said to me, so God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So I really like this verse. So it's saying God's power is made perfect in our weakness. So when we are at our weakest point, when there's no other choice but to rely upon God and not our own strength, that is when God's power is made perfect in us. So, and we don't even have to wait till we're at breaking point to turn to God. So imagine if we lived our lives every day, not in our own strength, but totally dependent upon God. So realizing that by ourselves, we are weak, but with Christ, we are strong. So how else can we represent Christ? Through our love for others. So in John 13, verse 35, it says, but by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So how do we relate to our brothers and sisters in Christ? Do we love each other? If you saw maybe someone from church down the street or something, and would you go up to them and say hello, and people look, give you strange looks or something? Why do these people love each other so much? But that sort of thing. So, but not only also our brothers and sisters, but also what about those who might be our enemies or those who persecute us? How do we relate to those people? Do we show the same love to them? So what about those who might be difficult to love? So to better represent Christ, we need to build our relationship with him and with the believers around us. And to do this, we need to get into his word. So do we know God or do we know of him? Like there's a difference between knowing God personally and knowing of him. Like I might say, I know Gary Ablett. I don't know if everyone who follows footy or not, but I could say I know Gary Ablett and all the information about his life, all the statistics, how many goals he's kicked, how many games. But if I haven't met him for myself, then do I really know him? So it's the same with Jesus. It's about having that personal relationship with him. We might know all the facts or have all the knowledge about Jesus, but if we don't know him for ourselves, then it's different. It's not the same. We don't really know him. And another way to better represent Christ is to pray. So how do we get to know someone better? By talking to them. So if I didn't talk with any of my friends, what effect do you think that would have on my relationship with them? Our relationship would probably break apart. You wouldn't get to see each other as much, probably wouldn't be in contact with each other. So, but what about our relationship with God? Do we talk to him? We need to make sure we keep our prayer up and keep talking with God, because he loves us so much, and he, you know, just wants to talk with us and journey with us through life. And also to better represent Christ, we need to meet together with other believers so that we may learn from them who are already in a relationship with God. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." So, in summary, the three main points I sort of made there, so is that we need to represent Christ because God tells us to. We need to be obedient to his word. We're God's ambassadors. And also, if we don't represent Christ, then who else is going to do it? We might be the only person in your workplace or at school or at uni. And when we represent Christ, we need to be different. So God uses ordinary people like you and me, and we just need to be real and authentic and just show our love for others, not just those who are easy to love, but those who are difficult to love as well. And to better represent Christ, we need to build up our relationship with him and other believers as well. So to do that, we need to get in his word. We need to pray and meet with other believers. So I might just close it off there. But I'll just close in prayer, and then I think I might hand it over to Carmony. So, Dil, I just thank you for this morning, Lord, and I just pray that you allow us to be better representatives for you, Lord, and whether it's at uni, at school, or in our workplace, Lord, I just pray that we'll be able to represent you and, just not try to do things in our own strength, but realize that we need to be totally dependent upon you in everything that we do. So I just pray that even as we go back into our work week, our school week, that we will really take it to heart and represent you in everything that we do. I thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.